Teddy bears and bedtime stories are a comforting combination. But in Nora, by Brooklyn Mader, read by Tracy McGinnis, there might be more to them than meets the eye.
It was a dark and stormy night. Out on the street, you could hear nothing but the coyotes crying, and you could see nothing but the light of the moon. All the lights were off, except for one, in the kitchen of the Cablestones' house. The town of Hartsville was quite odd, and Nora and her mom had just moved in that morning. As Nora brushed her thick black hair out of the way, revealing a smooth smile that spread across her face, she started humming the song she'd been listening to on her earbuds since they arrived at the house. Suddenly, the lights began to flicker to the beat of her music. "I'll go grab some candles," said Nora. "Thank you," mouthed her mother as she covered the receiver of the phone that she held to her ear. Nora stood up and approached the long, unsteady stairway that spiraled around a thick pole. She walked up the staircase and soon arrived at the top. The young girl turned the corner wearing her blue vintage dress, and in front of her was a long, foggy hallway, thick with dust, like a cemetery being awoken at the stroke of midnight. "It's fine, right? The candles should be right behind that door. That creepy-looking door," Nora repeated the thought in her head. Creak! The door at the end of the hall slowly opened, and there was nothing but darkness in sight. Nora, still at the front of the hallway, looked up at the lights as they flickered again. She moved forward, each step creating a small cloud of dust off the old carpet runner. As she got closer, the darkness took shape, and a teddy bear appeared in the doorway. The bear was lit by his glowing red eyes that were shining off his tattered fur. Eerie music started to play. Nora looked around for the source, but the music was everywhere.
"Nora! Nora! Come and play!"
The voice was coming from the bear. His smile began to slowly stretch, almost to the back of his head, exposing several rows of sharp, blood-stained teeth.
"Mom!" screamed Nora.
The bear spoke again.
"You're too late."
Nora breathed quickly and heavily. "I'm coming," called her mom in an urgent voice. The bear's smile fell and his eyes became sharp and angry. Nora took a deep breath, ripped off her Mary Jane, kissed it goodbye, and threw it with all her might at the bear and watched as it missed, barely grazing just a few hairs on the top of his head. The bear dropped to his hands and rushed, crawling quickly toward her, slicing through the dust waves, becoming clearer as he got closer. The mother arrived at the top of the stairs but did not see her daughter. Instead, she saw the teddy bear, sitting lifeless on the rug at her feet. She picked it up and her eyes scanned all parts of it. She noticed a string with a white ring on the end coming from his back. She pulled the string, and as it was winding back into the stuffing, she heard the scream of her daughter. And then there was silence. Unsure of what she heard, she pulled the string again, but this time it played a song she remembered, a song that Nora was humming in the kitchen just a few minutes earlier, the song that would haunt her forever. She and her mother were never seen again. A slender woman closed the book. "It's time to bed, my little dumplings." "But is it true, Mommy?" said Josie. "Yeah, is it true?" squeaked Rosie. "No, my sweet angels, it's just a story." She kissed them goodnight and closed the door. The woman walked into her room, and there, sitting at the foot of her bed, was the teddy bear, his two glowing eyes staring right at her.
"Good job, Nora," he said. "Now it's my turn."
The end.